Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast for Sunday the 21st of June 2015. Because it's a Sunday, I'm going to make this a special episode and I'm going to talk a little bit about podcasting. Some people listen to my podcast and I would imagine they say, hey, I'd like to do that. I could do better than that, idiot. So I'm going to do my own podcast. But where do I begin? So here's what I'm going to tell you from my own experiences. Because just like you, I started from absolutely nothing. So here's how I started. My very first podcast was done with my computer. You need that because you need something to... I use my computer to record my files too. You don't need a computer to do that. It's generally the best way because then it's straight onto your computer. You can edit your file and you can upload it straight to the internet. Now, some people might like to use a recording device, such as their mobile phone, and then put the file on their computer. That's fine. But the way I started was I had a headset, which you would use for Skype, you know, just a pair of headphones with a microphone, and a computer. And there is plenty of free software out there that you could use. There's a piece called Audacity, that's free. You can get WavePad, that's free. I think I started with WavePad, so you can get that. If you have a Mac, you probably already have GarageBand, you can use that. And all of these pieces of software, there are other ones out there, have a wee look around, see what's best for you. But all of these pieces of software, they all do the same thing. You know, they record your voice, they allow you to save the file as a WAV file or an MP3 or whatever you want to do. Various settings, you can have really great quality, really middle of the road quality, or, you know, really low quality. Depends how you want to distribute your episodes. Generally, I used to go for a really high quality when I used more music, because music would always sound quite bad if you went for lower quality. But when it's generally a podcast like this, where you're just talking, you can afford to go lower down. So what you need then, you need a recording device. So either a computer or your phone or some other means of recording what you want to say. And then you need to get that onto your computer if it isn't already there. You need to edit your podcast so that you can add music if you want to. You can add intros, you can add jingles, you can do all kinds of things. You want to maybe, depending on how you recorded it, you might want to alter the volume, you might want to increase it, you might want to reduce it. I would say play around with your microphone settings, because when you first record stuff, you might be too loud and you might peak really loud and you get really distorted. And that's not great. So what you want to do is find a setting that is nice, but also quite level. Now, the reason for that is if you go really quiet like this, and then you go really, really loud, you know, you need your audience to understand that there has to be a level, you know, where everything is going to be not too bad. So never start a podcast really, really quiet and then go really, really loud, because that's going to surprise your audience. They're going to put the volume up when you're quiet at the beginning, and then boom, right in their ears. So what to do is always start your podcast at the general volume that you expect the podcast episode to actually be throughout, because then your audience can set the volume to where they feel comfortable, and when it gets a bit quieter, you can use software to, you know, bring that up and make it all the same. I mean, this is stuff that you will learn as you play around with different pieces of software. I don't really have the time, the patience, if I'm honest, or really the means to teach you that, because it really requires a lot of patience and a lot of instruction. So my suggestion, go to YouTube, Google it, find ways of leveling an MP3 or a WAV file, or just, you know, a file in general that is an audio file. How do you level it? There's a lot of good stuff out there that will teach you how to do it. If you're using a particular piece of software such as Audacity or WavePad or whatever, then specifically look for that software. Another thing, once you've got your recording onto the computer, I would say play around with the quality settings. See how it sounds at high quality, how it sounds at medium quality, and how it sounds at low quality. You might find that a low quality is actually quite good. And the good thing about that is you end up with a smaller file size, which means when you upload it to the internet, it doesn't take so long. When your listeners download it, it doesn't take so long. Some podcasts I listen to, they use incredibly high quality. I listen to a podcast from America, and sometimes the episodes can only be 5 minutes, but they will be 25 megabytes. That's huge for a file to download. I mean, I've got super fast broadband, so it's not really an issue. But if you don't have super fast broadband, That's a lot of time to be spending around downloading a 5-minute episode. And not only that, the podcast is mainly talk. In fact, 95% of it is talk because they remove all the music. So you don't really need that super high quality if it's just talk. All right. If you're using a lot of music or sound effects, then yeah, go for a slightly better quality. Usually, to be honest, MP3 128 kilobytes per second is usually fine. That's generally what people save their music at in iTunes, and it's decent enough quality. So go for that as your sort of, you know, well, super high quality. You can go better, of course, if you really, really want to. If you just want to find a decent file size and a decent quality, go for that. Stick to what you would normally do for your music in iTunes. If you're just doing a talk podcast like me, I'd suggest maybe playing around with the variable settings. So try, what I generally do, I save it between 64 kb and 112 kb variable. And what that does is it keeps the quality low. I also choose number 8 as the quality setting, which isn't the lowest. Number 9 is the lowest. Number 8 is the next one up. But generally, it gives a very good quality sound for a talk podcast and keeps the file size down. It splits it to about half. So if you have a 10-minute podcast, it's generally around 5 MB, which your listeners will like because it means they use less bandwidth. Let's remember, not everybody has unlimited broadband. Not everybody is downloading from Wi-Fi, from broadband. They could be using 4G, 3G, you know, whatever. So just remember, people are not always unlimited. They do have data plans, and the larger your file, the more they're going to eat up on their plan, the less likely they are to download your podcast or even listen to it on the go. So just remember that. That's another piece of advice. What I would also suggest is we've gone over recording, you know, test your volume settings. We've gone over quality of your file. What I'd also suggest is try and listen to your podcast before you upload it. Now, when you're generally talking like this, it's obvious that you're going to sometimes throw in a or just go really silent, okay? You don't really want that in your podcast too often. Because what's going to happen is if there are too many silences, people are just going to think, wait a minute, has my episode just stopped playing? And they're going to get confused. You know, you don't want a 20-minute episode, but 3 minutes of that is just silence in various parts. You know, split up into like 10 seconds here, 30 seconds there, that kind of thing. So just go through your file, make sure that there aren't too many silent gaps, and remove any excessive you know, that kind of thing. Take it out because they don't want to hear that. They want to hear you talk. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear all the way through the podcast. If you do it now and again, that's fine. I do it myself. It's how people talk. It's what happens in life. As you practice your podcast, the more you do it, the more experience you get, you will learn just to talk without doing that. And not only will that help you in your podcast, it will help you in real life. Because when you're talking to people, they're going to notice you're not using as many of those ums and ahs as you normally would, you know, with their conversation. Another one there I've just used is, you know. If you have, I remember when I started podcasting, I would say, you know, all the time. It was just part of my language. And the more I listened to my podcast back, the more it would annoy me. I would be like, oh man, I just said, you know, so many times. You know what I mean? You know, and it was just in there all the time. So I had to gradually teach myself to reduce that. I still use it. That's normal. It's how I talk. It's part of my vocabulary. But I've reduced it now to the point where it's not after practically every single line. So that's very important. So yeah, take out, there I've just used that, but that's fine. So yeah, take out the silences, take out the ums and the ahs and the ahs, and just focus on trying to keep it as neat and, you know, concise and straight to the point as you can. Why have a 30-minute podcast when you could have done the same thing in 18 minutes? Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. After you've done that, you need to find, once you've saved the file, I mean, you need to find a hosting website. There are many out there. Find one that is best for you. I use Podomatic.com. I have done for a few years now. I am happy with the service. You don't get unlimited data. You do need to pay if you want that. or maybe not even unlimited, but, you know, they give you a lot more space and bandwidth. I think with the free plan, which I'm on, you get 15 gigabytes a month just for your bandwidth. You know, so that means for people to download and play and everything, they use that on their bandwidth. I mean, that costs them money. So they give you 15 gigabytes a month. Now, when I've got a little podcast like mine, that's not an issue. I'm not going to use that in a month. But if you have a podcast that is hugely successful, you might find yourself using more than that. And then you might want to consider paying for a pro plan. But I can only recommend Podomatic.com because that's the one that I have used and I have for years. But have a look around, like I say, see what there is, decide for yourself what is the best place to use. Ask people in the podcasting community. I'm sure there are forums out there where you can ask, where do you host your podcasts? Where is the best place? What would be most suitable for me? After you've done that, once you've found a place to host your podcast and you've uploaded your very first episode, that's great. Some places, people will be able to play it immediately, such as Podomatic, SoundCloud, that kind of thing, and they'll be able to play it on that specific website. However, if you want to reach a larger audience, you're going to want to put that podcast onto iTunes or another podcast directory. iTunes is massive. I mean, it's global. It's out there. So many millions of people access iTunes every single day. And they're searching for music, they're searching for films, television, all kinds of stuff, and podcasts. Okay? They might find your podcast by accident. They might listen to our podcast, and at the bottom it says, if you like this podcast, you may like da-da-da-da-da. And your podcast could be right there, if you're popular enough. So get your podcast onto iTunes. Very simple guides online about how to do that. Go and Google, find out how to do it. I did it. It only took me, I can't even remember how long. It was very quick. You take your RSS feed, you supply it to, submit it rather, to iTunes, Apple, and within a day or two, it's up there on their directory. And before you know it, it's available to view in iTunes if people search for it, and also on all kinds of podcasting apps, and online. You know, if people go to iTunes or the Apple Store, rather, online, they can search the podcasts there as well. So have a look around. What I should have said at the beginning, I just remembered this, is you need to think of what you want to do. Your first few episodes, you might just mess around just to see how the whole process works, see how it sounds, how it downloads, all of that. Once you know how that all works, you know that your listeners are going to be fine with it. So that might be a way of just messing around. It might be an introduction episode. Hi, my name is so-and-so. This is going to be my podcast. Thanks very much for listening. If you're interested in what I want to do, or, you know, this is what I'm going to be talking about, maybe I'm going to have some music perhaps, yada, yada, yada. Then you're going to let them know in an introduction and you will hear how that sounds and how the whole process works. But you want to make sure that you have a system, a setup for your podcast that is going to work. So what I do is I generally report on news and showbiz and, you know, give opinions. That's what I do. Lots of people do that. It's very popular in the podcasting world. It's not unique. It's not special. You know, none of us are wonderful. It's just that's the easiest way to podcast. What you might decide is you love a particular band. So you might decide you might be a One Direction fan. So you might decide to start a One Direction podcast. And then you record episodes of your One Direction podcast talking about the band, talking about the music, talking about the tours, the merchandise, all kinds of stuff, talking about fan clubs. If you do something like that, you might get very popular because, of course, One Direction are massive. But it doesn't have to be a big band. It could be a local band. You might say, I love this band. You might want to become a local reviewer for music. Who knows? You might want to get albums, listen to them, review them in a podcast or films or TV shows or whatever. All of those kinds of things are possible. It might even be something like cooking. It could be your favourite nail varnish. It could be advice on how to cook rhubarb, you know, or how to clean a house or how to clean a car or look after a car, that kind of thing. Whatever the subject, it doesn't matter. You need to pick something that is going to be consistent, that your audience will continually come back to and enjoy listening to. Now, the reason I focus on news is because that's what I do. people know that that's what they're going to get from me. Now and again, I'll throw in a different one, such as, I think yesterday or the day before I did one about my pen palling update. That's fine. Some people listen to my podcast because they like my voice, because they like me. They feel, you know, I'm a personality and they can relate to what I'm saying. And the news ones are what they mainly listen for, but the other ones they're quite happy to put up with too. Of course, your audience has the option to just delete an episode if they don't want to listen to it, which is fine. They could download all your episodes and delete the ones they don't particularly want to listen to. That's okay. Don't get upset if people want to do that. That's how the world works. I sometimes do it myself. I'll download the Today podcast from the BBC, and it might be an interview with a politician, and I'll go, I'm not interested in a politician, and I'll delete it. It's as simple as that. I'm sure that the Today program are not upset if I'm doing that. I do listen to their other ones most of the time, but now and again I will delete ones that I don't have an interest in, and that's fine. But try and keep your podcast consistent. Try and do things that are going to be generally the same in all of your podcasts. Try and have a routine. That's very important. So we've discussed recording your podcast. We've discussed editing your podcast. We've discussed saving your file. We've discussed uploading it to the internet. We've discussed going to iTunes and getting it out there on the internet, right out there to the big old wide world. And we've discussed the fact that you would need to pick a subject or a topic of some kind that you want to talk about. Don't worry if you do what I just did there, where you go, that's fine as well. People, I think, like to listen to other people talk in a similar way to them. It helps them relate. It helps them say, this person is just like me. If I knew this person in real life, I think we'd get on because they talk like me, they have opinions similar to me, and that's fine. That's another thing, actually. If you have a podcast like mine where you're talking about news and subjects like that, don't be upset if people disagree with you. Okay? Everybody's entitled to an opinion. I say all kinds of stuff in my podcast. Some things that I wouldn't say to anybody face to face. But although as I get older, actually, you know, maybe I would because I'm more confident to do that. But there are things I say on here that perhaps I wouldn't say face to face. But don't worry if somebody comes into your life and says, do you know what? That's absolute bollocks. It doesn't matter. That's their opinion. That's your opinion. That's it. Sometimes you'll listen back to your podcasts and you'll go, oh, I can't believe I said that. My opinion has changed. That's okay. You're allowed to have an opinion 10 years ago and have a brand new opinion 10 years later. So don't freak out if that's what happens. Okay, so that is pretty much everything I've covered in how to put your podcast together. It really is so easy. Really. All you need is a recording device, a computer, and a place to host your podcast. That's it. Three things. Oh, a topic as well. So that's four things. Four things that are pretty much accessible to everybody. If you have a computer, you've probably got a built-in mic. You could use your built-in mic. The only downside to that is the quality might not be as good as if you had a slightly better mic. But don't worry about it. It's fine. People on YouTube for years have used their built-in microphone. It's fine. People don't mind. As long as it's loud enough and they can understand what you're saying, it's not muffled, it's not really, really quiet, or it's really poor quality, don't worry about it. Just do what you want to do. Use the mic you have. You know, don't go out and spend hundreds of pounds on a microphone if you're only going to do one podcast a week and three people are going to listen to it. That would be kind of dumb. Okay? I, in the past, have paid more money for microphones, better quality microphones, but I use it for other purposes than just podcasting. I use it for music. I use it for all kinds of different recording things. And that's why I did that. If I was just doing the podcast, I'd stick to a fairly cheap microphone if I wanted to slightly upgrade. You know, read the reviews. Go to Amazon. Read reviews of microphones. Find a cheap one. You can buy lots of really good quality USB microphones now for about £20 or £30. Go and see what they're like. Go to YouTube. Type them in. Search. Listen to audio pieces that other people have recorded. See what you think. If you're wondering what I use, right now, I'm using a Zoom H2 microphone, which is slightly more expensive than a £20 or £30 mic, but you might be able to pick a second-hand one up on eBay for about £50 or £60. They're good mics. Small, plug straight into the computer, record straight to the computer, decent quality. That's the thing. But I don't just use it for the podcast, which is why I have it. Okay, if you have any questions about podcasting, something maybe I haven't covered, and you were wondering yourself, oh, I wonder, then get in touch with me. My email address is upsetmamapodcast@gmail.com. If you do a podcast, if you start one and you want someone to listen to it and give you some advice or see what they think about it, send me the link. Email me the link. I'll listen to it. I'll let you know what I think. If that's what you want, I'll give you constructive criticism. I might even find it's a podcast I fall in love with and I become your biggest fan. So there you go. That's how the world works. Podcasters get together, they listen to each other, and everybody's happy. Okay. Thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.